nobody's here, I'll call the meeting. Time is 9 o'clock. Okay, so I'll let everybody introduce themselves that are here. My name is Glenda Mudgett, I'm chairman.
Melinda Reynolds.
Jeff Stevens.
Margaret Darter.
Philip Murphy, the county attorney.
Chrissy Lewis, assessor.
Therese Martin, pass.
Not Ken Baker.
Lou Ann Beer.
And I'm Conrad Reynolds.
Okay. Before we get started, what's going to happen is the assessor is going to spate, and you're going to get to spate.
Okay.
And they're going to rebut if they have one. We'll give y'all like a couple minutes to do that. And right now I'm going to have Margaret swear you in.
Okay.
And also, anybody else testifying, please raise your right hand. State after me, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, so help me God.
Okay, so the parcel number is, make sure I have this right. These aren't in order.
It's the one you, yeah.
This one.
Okay.
712-12091-027. Okay. The assessor's office want to go? All right.
I think the first issue that Mr. Reynolds had addressed was that the part of the masonry finished detached garage that was added in 2003. In 2018, we added it back on because it was left off. And if you can see, I'll kind of take you through. 2003 was added. The value of $45.40, newly discovered, which the total was $128.830, 2004. The assessed value was the same. In 2006, that's as far back as I could go and print the card, and if you look at the 2006 card, it's not on there. It was just the previous masonry finished detached garage. It was 1,276 square feet. But the value of the property increased in 2005 to $148,560. The 5% increase above the base, which did include the masonry finished detached garage, went up to the $135,270. And then it increased in 2006 to $142,100. It did increase every year based, you know, on the value that it was included up till 2009 and 10, which it didn't go up quite 5%, but it did reach the full value in 9 and 10. In 2011, the value was lowered. It was lower than it was in the previous year. The total was $146,290, which did not include the masonry finished detached garage if you look on the back. And so it did not include that, but there was a masonry finish built in of 633 square feet that was on there, which what that is, it's a garage under the living area of the house, not below grade, is what that's what that is. So 2002 or 12 to 2015, it was froze at the 146,290, which as I said, did not include the addition to the garage. So in 2018, we added it back on. We discovered that it had been left off, and we added it back in. The value was $53,030 assessed, which made the total $153,210, and that was the same for 19 and 20. But I did do something for 21. What I did was I added the detached garage, the square footage together, where it was just the one. It's 2,219 square foot, which actually price per square foot went down a little bit. So doing that, and then I also changed the, sometime during that, the MFB was changed to an unfinished basement. So I put it back to masonry finish built in. Took it out of the unfinished basement, and then I changed the square footage on the MFD to 2219, and so the value after doing that went down to 153,160 assessed, which is 765,800. 153,160 assessed.
Okay.
That's that way. Hopefully, this won't happen again. For it's because you know when you're doing mass updates, sometimes you cannot. It's just kind of a programming thing. You have to go in there. And you have to be careful if you draw it in because if you do, it can update it to more than one place. So you have to go in there. And, you know, sometimes when it updates, it does that. But
okay, and so your final value was.
765,800, which is 153,160 assessed. Which went down to a little less than it was in the previous for 1920. And then the second issue that he has is on the road, the private road. It is private. There's a couple other private roads, Turnberry and Promenade Point. I call the city, and they do not maintain streets when they're private drives. The street lights I called Conway for, she couldn't give me a definitive if they charged it or not. But it is a private drive, and that's why the city does not maintain the streets. And that was the transportation department calling the Conway City or road department.
Yeah, they said it was up to the taxpayers as a whole, I think, to maintain those roads. Did you speak to others, a couple others in that subdivision too, that said that a few years ago they all gave money in together,
right,
collectively about
$10,000
each,
2016
to maintain that road for Weston?
It's gated.
It's gated.
It's gated.
That's
gated. Turnberry's gated.
And it's private.
That's why they're private roads. You don't want people cutting through. I need it cutting through the day ward. I probably would.
I didn't realize that it went all the way to Dayboard until we started looking at this. I didn't realize that past Walmart, that little drive was Weston. I knew you get in it from the guard shack on Prince, but never realized that that property went all the way down to Dayboard until I started looking at this map yesterday and figured out that's what those fields were that I didn't realize were part of Weston Estates.
Okay, so we need to change the value on here. Am I correct?
On the application.
Well, what she came up with. So after, is that
she
all
just adjusted
it
like an informal, like when he
yeah,
called. She looked at everything.
Not,
that called
you won't change his application.
No, I know.
Yeah, Mr. Reynolds about he called and talked to him. I didn't.
Okay.
I researched a little bit further and went into the exactly how much it went up, and yes, it was included in a roundabout way in the, you know, it wasn't the base value. So until it reached full, and it went back down, it wasn't in it. So.
So what was the value you lowered it to?
765,800.
Okay.
Is that all you have for that?
My turn.
It's your turn.
All right. I'd like to take, if I could, the second one because that's the most important one about the road. The road's important, again, because yes, it's a private road, but it's not a driveway. It's a road that both services the garbage trucks and everybody else that comes through there. So it's not my driveway, driving up my driveway, all right? It is, if you look at it, it's very long, it's lengthy. And yes, we were assessed $10,000 for each property owner back in 2012 in order to, and we're gonna get another hit probably here pretty soon for another $10,000 for the other road. It makes a T. If you look at the drawing there, you'll see. I did use Google Maps. It shows you exactly how much the road is and what it would have cost based upon my talk with Mr. Vincent a couple of years ago. I'd have been here earlier, but I've been in Afghanistan and Iraq, so I haven't had an opportunity to be here in August, so I'm here. So if you go back and look, the amount of money that it would have cost the city to maintain that road, okay, would have been close to $500,000 since we built a subdivision. If you look, take the county's numbers of what it costs to maintain and pave the road, and We've shouldered all that cost, our subdivision. We shouldered the cost for the road itself, the pavement, the potholes, the maintenance, snow removal, mowing, everything. We've done all of that. What does that do? That makes all of our properties more valuable, because if it were a dirt road, our properties would probably less 20%, 50% or 20% less. So the amount of money coming to the county coffers would be about the same is what I'm saying. At this point, I'm asking for a 15% adjustment on our property tax, particularly mine. I'm asking for mine now, but it's our community that pays for this. It keeps our property values up, which gives more money for property tax. We're not talking personal, just property tax. We pay right now as a community, we have 22 lots, we pay about $116,000 to $118,000 a year in property taxes for our community. And I'm asking, and we still have to pay total, if you were to average it out, about $15,000 a year to maintain our road in order to keep those valued properties up so that the county reaps that money. I'm asking for a 50% decrease, and the money that's decreased we use to maintain a road, to maintain it to where you still get your property tax. And it's, like I said, it's not a driveway. It is a road. And so there's a big difference there. And so I'm asking for y'all to consider that. To me, it makes common sense that you wouldn't want us to have a dirt road. I mean, our values would be less. Think about Centennial Valley. If Centennial Valley was all dirt road, what would they be worth? And so that's my main argument on item number two. Again, I figured it out, and those are pretty accurate numbers when it comes to exactly what it costs to maintain the road. The city of Conway and the county has not had to pay a dime for that road for 30 years. We've shouldered all that cost. And again, I think it makes fair, it makes sense, and I'm asking for a little bit of fairness to drop it down 15%. They do that, y'all do that with other things, whether it's part of your property is in a floodplain. There's an adjustment made for that. There's an adjustment made for a lot of different reasons, and I think it's only fair to ask for that. That's the road issue. The other issue, the first one, I'll just be real quick. I don't know all the numbers of that. I haven't really had an opportunity to study all the other than our conversation on the phone. I'm not really arguing that so much, other than I didn't understand why it went up so much in the year of 2018. If I had been here, I would have come and argued it, but I wasn't here. But I saw that, and I wondered why it went up so much when there was no warning given that, hey, by the way, you know, your property is going to increase X number of dollars. That was it. And I had one last question. The basement you're talking about, I don't understand the difference between what you're talking about, unfinished, versus...
They had it as it was priced at one time in, let's see, it was in 2011 where they had priced as a built-in basement, which means it's just a basement level below grade, and then at some point it was changed to just unfinished basement. It's not much difference in the way it's priced as far as the price per square foot, so I put it back because it is a garage. I with the overhead door.
No, it doesn't have an overhead door. No, ma'am. That's been removed. It's just the door. It's just the basement.
Okay.
That was removed. That was removed 4 years ago.
Okay, so it is just unfinished.
It's just an unfinished basement. So maybe that's more. I don't know, but it's just.
I don't think it's much different.
But it's an unfinished basement. There's nothing. It's just storage. You can't do anything with it.
And then the finished part.
It had a lot of water in it, and I had to jack up the floor and put concrete, and I did all that, and just made it dry.
Okay.
But that's all just storage area. Okay. It has no access from that to the house.
Right.
There's no access to it.
It's not going to make much difference as far as the price, but I'll change it back to unfinished basement.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'll let you know exactly what it is.
Uh-huh.
Didn't you just purchase this property in January?
I did.
Of this year?
That's
did
correct.
You have the one across the street before?
I did.
Okay.
I did. And I had a vested interest in this house. If you look on your paperwork, you'll see promissory note. The individual that owned that and I both were kind of partners in that,
uh-huh.
Even though it was in his name, Mr. Foster, and I bought him out in January this year because we couldn't sell it. So
yeah, because at first I saw some of your comments about 18, and then I looked at the sales. I was like, he just bought this. He lived across the street back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, I sold mine in 17 across the street.
Yeah, okay. So,
and there was a notice that probably went to Mr. Foster that we had generated in 18. June 21st of 18 is when it was printed, the notice. So
that went up.
Where the increase?
Right, and I got that too. That's why I wasn't able to come in here in 18 because I wasn't here.
I was
okay. So that's it. Do you have any questions about this?
Do y'all have any?
last thing about the road, the 15% generates about $16,000 a year for the community, for each individual that we put in, that we, I hope, we'll just put it into a road fund. And in 10 years, that's $150,000, close to $160,000. 15 years would be about $175,000, enough to redo the whole road. I mean, it's not like we're asking for money in our back pocket. It's money just to maintain that road for the future. And that's what I'm asking for. That's the 50% I'm asking on of our assessed values.
Well, I think you don't have a rebuttal.
No, nope. I was letting y'all look over everything and see what y'all thought.
Anybody else have any other questions?
So what are the other properties in the neighborhood? I mean, we're adjusting for the roads there too, or what?
We would have to.
We would have to.
Yeah,
But do we have?
We would also have to look at the other. Well, we also have to look at the other communities that are also similar.
Mm-hmm. The only other one, the only other one we have is Turnberry
and Promenade Point.
That's it.
And no one's ever mentioned anything
that I know of.
Because I see his point, but also the flip side of that is most people. Well, I'm not going to speak for most people, but some people would buy in there because it's private. They buy the gated community because it keeps the people out, and they like having, they are willing to do what it takes.
Yeah.
For, because of them buying a private, because it keeps, I know me, I've lived in different apartment complexes, you know, done that way. Of course, we didn't have to maintain anything, but because it was more secure.
Do your covenants and restrictions tell about how you have to maintain the road?
Right. It's part of the covenant restrictions that the road will be maintained by the residents.
Sharice pulled those, did it?
I didn't see. I don't know if it was the most current one, but I didn't see.
I pulled the plat, and I screenshotted a piece of that and sent it to y'all about the plat saying something about the roadway.
It was
packet I printed.
Yeah, Dave Kimley, who used to be the mayor here,
right,
was the one who put this in.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who developed these covenants back in August 4th, 1989 covenants. In there, it clearly states that the expense for the road and all that is on the shoulders of the residents. Again, regardless of whether it's a private road or not, I understand the argument there, but it really makes no difference in the fact that we're talking about the money that is being spent, the value of the house and the property taxes we pay to the county and city here, what we pay. And so that there's a service that's not being provided that we're paying for ourselves.
Talks about the driveways, but unless there's another one.
Where's that piece? Where's that packet I gave you at mine? That plat has.
It's on here.
It had where? Yeah, what does that say? That was
the plan. Says streets, drives, roads, etc. are for the use and benefit of property owners and Weston Estates and are not dedicated for use of the public. Utility easements are for use of public utilities and or drainage. That's
so
it.
They don't really say it's up to them to maintain them, but it says that they're used for them privately.
No, if you look at the paragraph 19 of that, it is say that we are responsible for maintaining and paying each lot owner divided by the lot's expense of it, if I'm not mistaken.
And 19, each owner shall be required to pay his share of the total cost of maintaining the roadways and lights, including utility expenses for lights along the roadways. Each property owner shall pay a percentage of the cost based on the total number of lots in this subdivision.
Okay, well, we'll take everything. everything into consideration. We'll get a letter back to you that will be mailed within 10 business days.
That will be mailed when?
It will be mailed to you. Is it 10 days?
Within 10 days.
Within 10 days. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your time. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to me. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jeff, did you have something?
Do you know of anything in the past we've ever made road exceptions or deductions that you can think of?
No, not that I can think of.
Floodplain, it's unusable.
Yeah, like say the private road is something that the area chose to do.
Developer, he's using that as an example.
Developer chose to do for whatever reason. Usually you think it's security is the reason you got to gate it in private.
Yeah.
So I can't think of anything we've ever done in the past regarding a private road.
But this has been that was the only one for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think, and also, isn't there one off of, what is it? I'm trying to think, is that Lower Ridge Road that goes from Sunny Gap
that
or Pickles Gap?
Yeah.
It goes from one road to the other.
It connects Lower Ridge to.
It's seemed like that was private.
And then there's that.
There was one up on a private road. Seemed like there was up on. Round Mountain up above. There's a gated area in Round Mountain area
Some of Crest Haven or
no? It's not Round Mountain. Right, what the old was it? The old Round Mountain.
She said that's the Promenade.
Promenade. Promenade Point.
Oh, okay, that's what they call it. Above Mayflower. Sits up on the ridge above Mayflower. If I remember right, so you got that. So I can't think of anything.
Is that where Lesman lived? Like pretty cul-de-sac that was down at the end.
No, he was in Crest Haven.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And if you just like, you take into consideration what is the millage rate for roads, 4 mils.
I think we looked at somebody's tax bill. All that stuff comes about on the collector side.
And if you just kind of take that in,
how much did we say?
I think it's four. And if you look at that, and you look at it,
well, that's for the county.
Yeah, it's for the county. You're talking about county roads, it's going to say.
I think the mill is two, isn't it, for the roads?
I think it's four.
Put his tax bill, showed the box to show the portion of his tax bill.
So you're talking just a few hundred dollars. You're just talking a few hundred dollars.
Because the whole mill for the county is four.
And
so the road was two of that.
Well, that would be the city part of the road.
No.
Well,
it is right. It's county.
The county is four.
And the county road is three. Okay, so it's. And the city gets half of that.
So it's 1 point.
In the distribution.
1.5, isn't it? And that's what we put in our final text.
So you just look at that 3 mils and fix it. You're not talking, the 15% is he looking at, I guess he's looking at his cost.
Well, he might be looking at his cost, but we did not get presented any proof of what. What it is costing to upkeep. So I'm going to make a motion.
Did he put that explanation in his stuff?
It's not. It might be an explanation, but he did not show any receipts or anything that said it. So I am going to make a motion that we stick with Teresa's reeval of $765.8.
Well, she's going
to. I will make a slide.
She's going to make that.
I don't know that.
Amend that motion to include
the
future minor changes on the basement area.
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So.
So on here, are we saying no change, and we're going with what basically the informal was?
It is a change.
It is a change.
It is a change from what.
Is there a way you can calculate that before we adjourn?
I can run up and say.
Should I put it in the computer and calculate? It's fine.
It won't take long, just.
Why don't you do that and then we'll.
Let me do it that way, we'll have it for sure.
Yeah, and then.
So you want to take a recess then?
Yes.
Move that we take a recess while we do the adjustment?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
We'll resume the session and it's 9:37. And we'll wait to hear what Cherise came up with.
Okay, I changed the classification from masonry finished built-in garage to unfinished base camp. The value was 153,160 as MFB, changing it to unfinished basement, the new assessed value is 153,230, which is slightly more than classifying as a building garage.
What was the full value?
768, or wait. Is that
767? I love it. Keep messing around.
I was wondering if we need to.
766,150.
Okay, I couldn't tell if it was a 6 or 8.
766,150.
Love it.
And
I got my
ring.
So Jeff, for the purpose of this, do I go by the top of this card of what it was when we printed it and made this appointment before the informal changes, or go with what we walked in this room, her informal first versus her final now?
I would use what the notice showed him.
Yeah.
And then the notice showed him the 785,350.
I go, yeah.
I think, because that was what the 21 reappraisal line gave him. The 157,070. Right. It's what was on the. And then what it's changed to. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, because that's what was mailed out. So your new assessed value is 153,230?
Yes.
Which gives a full value of 766,150.
Make a motion to. To adjust to that?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So the new value will be 766,150.
Do we need to send him, though, any kind of explanation that the changes are because of the improvement pricing and not because of road deduction, so that he doesn't think that also everyone else not subject to road deduction? Because if not, he's going to say that his went down, not really have an explanation of why, and then expect everyone else's to be the same deduction.
You could, since he relied so heavy on that.
We just have something else telling him that the change in value from you correcting his
change in classification.
And not because of roads.
I assume the letter order still would be signed by members of the EQ board or EQ.
Yes, they have this that has the change and the value.
We have to sign that.
Okay, well, could you have it typed up by Thursday?
Yes, I was fixing to say, but if you wanted to, I could put something on my letterhead, come back, and y'all still sign it also.
Right. Well, you come to our hearing on Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday evening at 5.
Or we could even put in the paper for record if we need to.
Yes, it needs to be in the record.
Okay.
So just hold all that.
Just sign all that and we'll file it all together.
We'll do the continuance of that and to Thursday at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Say.
Okay.
All right.